I'm standing in the lobby with Dean Kessler. Could you talk to us a little bit about where we're at right now?
This is really the receiving area at the Student Center. To our right is the Smythe Family Auditorium. It will see 147 people. We believe that we'll have community events in that space as well as large lectures. And then we also have on this floor a cafe area for the students. We have the IU School of Dentistry, some other research space for Indiana University School of Medicine, and then the UE Physical Therapy Department has a research space on this floor where they will be doing research on balance, concussions, and with children. So this is the physical therapy research space. So we've got two systems in this lab that will work specifically on a person's ability to walk that maybe has had some kind of neurologic problem like a stroke, head injury, or spinal cord injury. And then we have a significant balance unit that will be very helpful for individuals with balance problems, maybe post-concussion. All of the space here in the Stone Family Center exceeds what we have on the home campus.
So we're leaving the room. We're back in the main lobby now. Looks like we're walking towards the cafe. Is that right?
Yes. So I believe there's space for about 145 students at any one time to sit outside of a classroom and eat and work and study if need be.
We're headed closer to the entrance on 6th Street. Through the first set of doors, and on our left is a...
Indiana University Dental School and the Dental Clinic. They are going to be having dental students doing their preparation down here. And then also, I think as part of that, there'll be community outreach. As you can see, people can enter this space without going actually into the Stone Family Center, into the lobby or vestibule areas. And to be honest, we're really not sure what's happening in that space, but it's some office space as well.
We're walking back through the set of doors into the lobby. We're headed to the second floor. How many floors is this?
There are four floors. And so UE has space on the first, third, and fourth floors. And our students will use the second floor, which is devoted to Indiana University. And my understanding is they'll be working with the hospital partners that help to bring this campus to the community. And so there's a grand staircase that goes between the first and the second floor and the third and the fourth floor. This floor has simulation on it, which would be mock or virtual physician offices or physician treatment rooms, and then also hospital space, like a hospital unit. And then on this floor as well is the human structure or cadaver lab. This will be where the IU first-year medical students, the first-year physical therapy students, and the first-year PA students, physician assistant students, will take their cadaver dissection course this fall.
There's a skeleton in the corner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just took a peek further in the room, and there's actually quite a few skeletons.
So to give that reference as the students are looking, and then also those bony structures as they start to begin their dissections.
We're back at the second floor lobby and looking out the view towards downtown. It's a great view from here.
It is a beautiful view, and they're working on the front plaza. There will be a water element as well as green space for the students. As we know, the students are going to be here from 8 to 5 or later every day. We really want to make sure that they are comfortable. So we'll go up to the third floor. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
So we will take the elevator then. So UE and IU have moved in, and USI will be moving in shortly. So then we will have everybody in the building. And then the medical students, I believe, start August 6th, and then other people will be starting as their calendars, their university calendars dictate. The third floor and the fourth floor have a grand staircase to allow the students and the faculty to move very easily. Purposeful in the design of the space that you represent the different academic institutions and their colors and their identity, but yet as you walk through the building, you wouldn't necessarily know you're in a UE space versus a USI space or an IU space. And then this is the big UE classroom laboratory space. So much of what, especially with physical therapy, there is a lot of psychomotor skill that the students have to learn, a lot of treatment, interventions, exercise, mobilization, manipulation, how you care for patients. And so this lab allows the students to be able to do that. This is the PT and PA office suite. We've got all of the PA and PT faculty and staff and administrators in just one long corridor. We're back on our home campus. One of the programs was on the second floor of our building, one was on the third floor. And then as you would go and make a right, you move directly into USI space. And as you look, their offices look essentially identical to the UE offices.
The main difference is it looks like UE's looks a little lived in and people are starting to move in.
Yes.
USI's hallway's a little quiet.
Fourth floor, is that okay? Is there anything else you want to see on this floor?
I think fourth floor is all right.
Okay, perfect.
We're headed up to the fourth floor. What's on the fourth floor?
Primarily Indiana University School of Medicine, although we have two classrooms on the fourth floor as well. But their offices are there and some breakout rooms. We also have on the fourth floor, though, for the building, student spaces, faculty and staff spaces. But this is one of the UE classrooms. They're identical. They hold 50 students, which is really the maximum class size for our physical therapy program. Our PA program, physician assistant program, their maximum class size is 40, and that's really dictated by their accrediting bodies. But this space allowed those programs to move to those maximums.
And this might be a dumb question, but are these coat hangers on the wall, or is that
okay?
Wasn't sure if they were like medical something.
Okay. Don't get me started on those. You can see we've got these pods in the center, which are student breakout spaces. So they all have flat screens in them, great areas for the students to work. And then we have a second classroom, which is just like the first. And then directly opposite will be the IU classrooms. This is a faculty and staff lounge. It's got refrigerator, microwave. People can bring their lunches, coffee makers there. And again, the idea is that people will come up here and really engage in conversation, maybe not eat at their desk. This is the student space. You can see we've added coffee makers and more microwaves.
I count 1, 2, 3 microwaves, 2 Keurigs, a coffee machine. Uh-huh. Seems like the students are well taken care of. So we're headed back into the main lobby. This is essentially where we were at just 3 floors up earlier. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the end of our tour. Thank you very much, Mary Kessler. She's the, let's see if I can get this right, the Dean of the College of Education and Health Sciences at the University of Evansville. Thank you very much.
Thank you.